Shmuel, just a reminder that Minchat Eiten, the Mishnah where the Re'eptor is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's three statements. Again, we're going through the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai systematically. So he said, Ayin hara v'yetzer hara v'sinas habrios motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. That these three characteristics, let's translate Ayin hara the way that Rabbeinu Yonah does, is a person, you know, who is not sameach b'chalko. Not happy with what he has, so he looks at what everybody else has, and he's filled with a sense of jealousy. Yetzer hara is, of course, a person who's consumed by desire, and sinas habrios is again a person who's malevolent, you know, asocial, and you know has antipathy at best, hatred at worst to the people around him. Motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. This removes a person from society, and you can see that, you know, the behavior here, which again I described as asocial and malevolent. You know, we could use that phrase. It's not the only time that phrase appears in Pirkei Avos, because in this fourth chapter, we have another Tana who came to a very similar conclusion with three statements. Rabbi Elazar Kapper Omer, and he had three slightly different formulations, Hakina, Hataiva, Vehakavod, Motina, Sadim, and Olam. So it's really fascinating. Kina basically corresponds to Ayin Hara, Tava is Yetzer Hara, and Kavod, meaning the pursuit of your own honor, you know, at the expense of others, less so, but roughly corresponds to what Rabbi Yeshua was talking about in terms of sinas habrios, that the person is really only interested in pursuing their own glory, he denigrates people around him, and he'll trample on people around him, or whatever exactly it takes to get to that perch. So this expression, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, I just wanted to reflect on this for like 60 seconds, I think is a very important expression, because on the one hand, it means to remove a person from society. Certainly if you hate people and you're constantly jealous and vindictive, you know, towards them, so then that means that you're going to, you know, be isolated from society. And the Rambam, in the context of his understanding of this Mishnah, talks about somebody who, in fact, like actually goes and lives in the desert and, you know, abandons, you know, people around him. But I think in a broader sense, this expression, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, has a spiritual connotation as well. I don't think it merely means that from a social point of view, a person will become isolated and won't become part of general society. But motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, it could have a personal meaning. In other words, that everybody here is supposed to be able to achieve their own spiritual destiny. And we have a certain spiritual destiny based on who we are, our capabilities are, and also where we are in time and context and history. We can really achieve something over the course of our lifetimes. But if you're sidetracked by all of this pettiness, by the sense of this one has more than I do, or you're unable to govern yourself, tava or yetzer hara, and certainly the pursuit of glory, of kavod, or malevolence towards others, so that derails you from, you know, more affirmatively speaking, what it is that you should be doing here. And once again, you know, as Chazal always championed, a person who's able to be sholet berucho, moshel berucho, a person who's able to govern themselves and their own passions, their own sense of jealousy, and able to focus on the things that are really important and move past the pettiness, that person will be kones olamo. And in fact, we find Chazal use that very expression, right? When Chazal talk about in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, yesh kone olamo b'sha'achas, yesh kone olamo b'chamashan, and there are people who achieve their spiritual destiny. So I'd like to suggest maybe a small chiddush this morning, that motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam is actually the opposite of kona es olamo. It's not just from society, but it will derail the person from achieving his or her own destiny, and that's always the greatest shame in the world, as the Rambam writes about. And we all have free choice, and to lose that which might have been ours based on our natural talent, based on the difference we could have made in society, and to be derailed by all kinds of pettiness, all kinds of jealousies, is a tragedy indeed. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash Amar Tzikadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael Fika Achir B'lam Tor Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chofetz Siman Tzidko Yagdil Tzoravi Adir Kaddish Derabanan.